this week is all about the Bream. Bream, Bream, and more bronze Bream.
This look, we're going totally off the head eating this Fratzen sardine.
The offshore fishing is looking fantastic. Guys, lots of pelagic species coming up.
German Bream, bronze Bream, lemon fish. The reefs are absolutely boiling with fish.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello, anglers, and hello, August. Guys, it is that time of the year where we can sniff that summer species. They are around the corner. It's the end of winter. Now, don't get me wrong. Those winter species are still here. But after getting this week's reports, guys, we are in for a treat for the summer fish. Now, let's get something clear. This week, it's been all about the bronze bream. And as you can see by our cover, rock fishing is certainly on the cards. And even though this week is poised for those conditions, poised for those species, we are definitely still going to be getting some other fish, because this week on the Rock and South side, apart from that bronze bream, we've seen shad, we've seen garrick, we've seen cob, and on your offshore side, there's been dagger, and let me tell you, the snook are on a feeding frenzy outside of Durban, in front of the Durban Harbour to be a little more precise. And as for the offshore side, well, it's been a bit quiet, but there is an area where you could still get some bass. Now, we're going to get into all of it. It's an exciting show. It's looking really good. And we're going to get into all of it with all the fish, the forecast, the tips, and more importantly, this week's hottest feeding zones. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now let's get into the show, because that's what you're here for, right? You want to know where that fish are. You want to know where that bronze bream are. You want to know what's coming out in your front yard, which is Durban. Now let's get into it with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? It's definitely been all about the edibles. That has been what the guys have been targeting. From Virginia down towards Beachwood has been mainly stumpies, grunters, odd big shad in the mix up that side. Guys are also putting out live baits for garrick. They've been rewarded with a couple of gray sharks eating the live baits. I heard of two blackfin being hooked and lost as well on that side. But that's pretty much about all that the guys are striving for there. As you're coming a little bit further down towards Blue Lagoon, same sort of a story, mainly the edibles, odd gray shark in the mix on that side, right down to Addington. It's been garrick, stumpies, grunters, shad, mainly those couple. Odd gray shark in between. But yeah, that's been about it on the rock and surf side. Paddle skis and ski boats, the guys have been doing quite well with snook still. Odd cooter in the mix, but they're putting in quite a bit of hours to get the bait. On the bottom, they're getting killbecks, doggers, all that sort of thing. In the bay's been quite quiet. Odd garrick coming out on live bait, mainly mozzies. Couple guys are getting on mullet. Gunter have been a bit on the small side. No kingies I've heard of. I think those will come back end of September sort of time. We can start trying for those again. Thanks, guys. Tight lines.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, on the general daytime bottom fishing thing, it's been some really, really good fish around. Today, this afternoon, when I was coming in through the harbour entrance, this look, we're going totally off their head eating the sprats and sardines. Yeah, but then on the other side of it, the night fishing side. Well, guys, what can I say? The dogger, heelbeck are starting to come out by their numbers. If you really do have a nice good evening, guys, I advise you, get out there, have some fun. Live mackerel. Remember, there's also a lot of sharks out there, so have fun trying to pull it up as quickly as you can. Tight lines, and we will speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. So it's looking pretty fantastic out of Durban. And guys, all those netting that you have seen over the past week in Durban, well, yes, there has been some sardines in between, but there's also a lot of bait fish. So you know what? If you see those sardine netters out there, they are getting bait fish. And if there's bait fish, they are fish. So make sure to go and fish. However, if you are looking to buy sardines, make sure to make a call first or listen out on the social media channels. to see if it really is sardines for sale or just mackerel and red-eye. Now, that's Durban. Moving up onto the North Coast, well, Suvikar has sent through a report. And once again, it's all about that rockfish on the lower North Coast end. Now, this is covering those areas from Umhlanga right up through to Tugela, where there are a lot of rockfish. Lots of blacktails, some huge blacktails, some nice wave garrick in the area. So if you're out with some light tackle action, you are going to have a lot of fun bringing in these rockfish. He also says that in the Tugela area, there has been some snook around, and in Tugela as well, a few decent garrick and a big dagger that came out this week. Guys, I must say, Suvikar has been sending me some images from this past week, and those blacktail are huge. You would think they are stumpies, but they are actually blacktail. As for the upper North Coast, Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, we know Dean Reddy has got the most epic pick of a grunter that I have ever seen, a sunset grunter. Beautiful fish coming out over there. So there are the grunter on the bite. There's obviously still the garrick, one or two garrick coming out in the harbor. The offshore fishing is looking fantastic. Guys, lots of pelagic species coming out. I've been following the guys from Wave Dancer, and they've been getting fish virtually on a daily basis. That's up on the St. Lucia area, and the conditions are pretty much the same in Richards Bay as well. So the North Coast is looking pretty okay on that rockfish side, on the ground fishing side, and if you're on the offshore, definitely go and target those pelagic species. The odd cooter, definitely the snook, and I've seen a couple wahoo in between. Now, that rounds off Durban and North Coast. Let's get into the freshwater side, where it hasn't been the greatest of weeks. Not too many returns coming through. However, Jan is going to tell us about a single area where you could get some bass this weekend.
Hey there, guys. So the weather in the Midlands has been a bit topsy-turvy of late, and the pressure's been jumping up and down like it's on a pogo stick. As a result, the fish are kind of like very iffy and not really willing to play the game either. On the upside, it's going to be less than a month to the opening of the river season on the 1st of September. And I see that the scaly guys also brushing up on their fly boxes. I see lots of frantic tying as the guys are waiting for warmer water. We are counting the days. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. On the stillwater side, also slim pickings from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers. Only a couple of reports. And of those, I'd say 50-50 were complete hits. And some of them were a bit of a miss, and with the dreaded El Blanco. Of the fish coming to hand, there were fish in the 11 to 13 inch and 15 to 17 inch ranges, which equates to about the 28 to 33 centimeters and the 38 to 43 centimeter classes. A couple of fish here and there, still cold water, very small flies that are working with a spot of color to serve as an attractor. So guys, small nymphs, gold-ribbed hares ear. If I have to put my finger on one fly, gold-ribbed hares ear is it. On the bass and carp side, guys, really not much happening. Midmar is reportedly still providing some fish. Albert Falls, the bass are also on the very slow side, but there's some big barbel coming out in the 10 to 15 kilo range. So if whiskered mermaids are your go-to, well, then go and have a throw. Again, guys, yeah, not much really happening. But again, as we say, if you don't throw, you don't know. So get out there and throw a line.
Thank you so much, Jan. I absolutely love it. If you don't throw, you don't know. And with those tips, we do know a little better. So we will definitely take that into consideration this weekend on our freshwater side. Now jumping back into the saltwater side and going down South Coast, we are with Mr. Ray Thompson, giving us the entire lowdown of what's been going on with everything from the Ilova stretch moving right up to Pennington and Park Rennie.
Hi, guys. Hope you guys are having fun catching lots and lots of fish. This week is all about the bream. Bream, bream, and more bronze bream. So starting down far south, the bream have definitely come in their numbers down south, as well as a lot of shad. All the way up to Margate, all the way up to Hibernian, bronze bream, and definitely shad. Moving a little bit further north, the Umdoney, Pennington, that area, again, like I reported last week, still a lot of shad. But fewer bream, but there are still quite a few small cob around. Scottborough area over this weekend, there were quite a few sharks landed in the Scottborough, especially the Scottborough Point. Southwesterly wash with a northeasterly wind definitely made the water cold. Quite a few grey sharks, like I said, in that area. All the way up into the Durban area, the odd bronze bream, the odd shad, and of course the odd garrick. Very few cob been landed in this vicinity. They seem to have gone off the bite. The water has gone warm, but forecast looking forward, not too good for the rest of the week as far as the sea goes. The only fish you're going to get in this big sea that's coming up is bream. So go out there and catch some bream, guys. Tight lines.
Bream, bream, and more bream. That's what it's about, and that's what it's going to be about this weekend. Thank you for that, Ray. Great detailed report of what's been going on. At least those gray sharks are something we could possibly try apart from that bream. But like you said, with these conditions, that's what it's going to be about. And it is what it is. And you know what? Fishing for bream, there is nothing wrong with that. It is a great fish to catch, a great fighting fish to catch, especially those bronze bream. So yeah, speaking about the amount of bronze bream down on the South Coast, guys, I chatted with Don. In fact, Don sent through his report and they went for a dive this week, right? And they have seen a ton of them. So guaranteed down the South Coast this weekend, we are getting bream. But here's Don's report of what's been going on from a good dive down the lower South Coast.
Hello, Vanessa. This is Don Solomon from the Hibiscus Underwater Club on the lower South Coast with the weekly spearfishing report. So yes, we had a very good weekend, basically from Oslo Beach, Shelly Beach area north. Very clean, very diveable. Some very strong current sort of in the Port Shepstone area. But the further north we went, the current was really slack and really clean water. So there was quite a few guys diving between Port Shepstone and Sazela. Some good fish were seen. We saw some lovely big yellowtail. We managed to get a couple of small fish. A nice big punsi came out. Lots and lots of bream. As I've mentioned before in our previous report, bream are here by the hundreds. German bream, bronze bream, lemon fish. The reefs are absolutely boiling with fish. Been some nice slinger around as well. Looking ahead, I'm not quite sure. I think the weekend's going to be blown out. Big swells on the way. The wind that we've had now over the last couple of days really stirred up a little bit of dirt that came out of the Sheppey River. I think we're sort of gambling a bit. Maybe Thursday, Friday, there might be an opportunity. Sharp spear, safe diving.
Great stuff, Don. Thank you so much for that report. Now, guys, if you want to know more about spearfishing, we have got our podcast on the Spearfishing 101, right? Whatever you want to know about spearfishing, everything from buying your tackle to whether you go out on a boat or just go out from the rocks, which clubs to join, which friends to hang out with, what you can experience out there, and even my personal favorite, facing those sharks behind you. Well, it's in this week's podcast. Make sure to check it out on ecr.co.za under the podcast tab or Angler News SA under the podcast tab. Right, so that's Spearfishing, one of our latest podcasts. And you know what? It's definitely a facet I am going to look into. Now, speaking about stuff that I've been doing as well, I managed to get out fishing this week. It's been 2 weeks since my injury and I couldn't help myself. The water was looking amazing down the South Coast. I had to go and fish. I knew it was risky, but hey, come on, you can't keep guys like us, you know, away from the water for too long. So I get out there and I had these clone lures with me and I throw this and I'm thinking, you know, this 2 ounce, I'm using my rod says 2 to 4 ounce, but I'm not getting what I really need over there. So I switched to a 1.5 ounce and I just threw like I've never thrown before. I was blown away. This clone lure just, like, did I really cast that? You know, so I call Paul up. I'm like, hey, Paul, you know what? This is amazing. Although my rod is telling me a certain rating, for some reason, I'm throwing this 1.5 ounce and it's throwing like a dream. Is this the right thing? You know, can you elaborate? And this is what Paul sends back to me.
Hey, Vinesh, listen, I use the Mia Extra Heavy 11 foot. I think it's rated 1 to 3 ounce, if I'm not mistaken. I tend to use 1.5 ounce and 2 ounce. I don't necessarily load it with a 3. I find that the loading, when I load it to cast, it doesn't really give me that. I actually lose more distance when throwing that compared to a 2 ounce. That's just myself. And I pair that up with a 5,000, 20 pound braid. And then when I do want to throw the 3 ounce, I want to get that extra distance targeting those back banks and that. I use my 12 foot and I use a Gosa 6,000 with 30 pound braid on it. And that rod, I find I'm able to bend it and send it. But yeah, that's my preferred tackle choice with throwing clones.
Okay, so it looks like it wasn't just me. Looks like Paul is doing the same thing. Now, guys, that is something I just want to touch on, talking tackle, right? Two things on this. One, make sure to check that rating out. But also, you know what? Sometimes it's not exactly what the rating you want to go out and buy a lure for. So, you know, I play around with a couple sizes before you get the right one, because I promise you, it made a huge difference to my casting. Now, if you want to know more tackle tips, well, we've launched a show called The Tackle Insider. It's with two Protea anglers as well as the manager of the president's team. So that's on YouTube. Go and check it out. Give me your thoughts. Let me know what you think. We break down a bunch of various random pieces of tackle and, you know, give you our opinion of it, you know, and you'll be amazed. I mean, certain hooks I would have thought are purely for bass actually would make the perfect cob hook. So, you know, go and check it out. Angler News SA on YouTube. Right now, back to the show. And for the grand finale, where all the fish have been coming out, guys, it's the lower South Coast, and it's with our South Coast guru, Adam.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well as always with the fishing community. So, Vinesh, let's get straight to the meat of things. Things have been really good down on the lower South Coast, as we know, with the recent catches that I've forwarded through to you. We've had some kingfish, we've had decent bream, we've had a little bit of non-ed action with some small gray sharks off Margate Pier, and those kingies popped up there as well. We've also had a lot of bream, as I mentioned earlier, sort of definitely in the Manaba, Ramsgate, Glenmore, Trafalgar area. So really nice to see that popping up again. We've had a monster, definitely a monster of a yellow belly rockhard, almost pushing 6 kilos, by a local angler and a friend of mine named Calvin Brown. So well done on that catch, my bro. Absolutely hell of a nice fish to catch, and well done on the release as well. We've also had a little bit of blacktail here and then a bit of carrantine. Then we've had some shad as well, Vinesh. The shad haven't been big. They've sort of been making size and a few touching that 40, 50 centimeter mark, but not numbers. Obviously, with the sods have gone past now, it looks like things have died down, but we don't know. There's still a lot of baits in the water though, Vinesh. Quite a bit of mackerel. The guys with the boats are seeing shoals of mackerel around. We're seeing some nice tuna popping up here and there. So things have been exciting, Vinesh, down on the lower south coast of KZN. It is still bitterly cold in the morning, though, unfortunately, but that means winter fishing, as we have touched on prior. So, guys, if you are getting ready for your winter fishing or have already tackled up for your winter fishing, now is the time to head to the coast, because we've got decent fish popping up. Not much brusher around, which is, you know, it's okay. They should be there or thereabout if you try for them. And I would say the Kalyun or the black bream haven't been in numbers as what the bronzies have, but it's very nice to see that winter fishing is in full swing down on the lower coast. Now, looking for the weather for the weekend, it looks to be pretty good. It looks like fishing conditions are going to be favorable for now. But again, this is just the apps. Unfortunately, Vinesh, things can change. But otherwise, guys, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend out there. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Great stuff, Adam. The South Coast is definitely the place to be. It is all about the bream this week, guys. Bream, bream, bream. I'm going to catch a bream. Oh, yes, we are. We are back. We are fishing. I hope you are going to be fishing as well. Guys, if you are out there fishing, make sure to send us those catches to info@anglernews.co.za. We'd love to see them. We'd love to publish them. We'd love to get more reports of what's exactly going on out there. And more importantly, we want to hear from you, our fans, our listeners, our followers. Because, guys, the show is for you, the brothers of the angle. So I hope we got you onto the right feeding zones for this weekend. And until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.